Welcome to your Advent 2023 Little Books Audio Reflections. Today is December 3rd, and you are listening to the first reflection for Advent 2023. Thank you for choosing to spend this quiet time with the Lord. How do you use this audio reflection? Each 24-hour day has 1,440 minutes. You're asked to give six of those 1,440 minutes to prayer for the next 37 days. You can certainly give more than 6 minutes, but the main thing is to pray every day. People who pray regularly will tell you that it works best to pray at the same time each day. Make it a part of your daily routine, not just something you try to squeeze in whenever. If you simply say, "I'll do it when I get a chance," there's a good chance your day will fill up with other things. So, commit to a daily prayer time and make this little book your companion during Advent. The first part of each reflection provides a variety of thoughts about the Advent and Christmas seasons, the feast of the day, or various traditions and customs. Central to this journey through Advent, however, is the scripture reflections. Each day, except Sundays, we'll walk through the first part of Luke's Gospel, a little bit at a time. All of this provides the framework for you to enjoy one of our oldest traditions of prayer called Lectio Divina, sacred reading. We take a short scripture passage and simply let God speak to us through the inspired words, guiding us to reflections that sometimes seem to come from nowhere. People are often surprised at how easy it is to pray this way, and how deep such prayer can be. God's living word can change your day, can change your life. Spend today's time with the Lord writing down your ideas for how you can spend these 37 days of Advent well. Your plans can include items that are spiritual, deciding where and when you will pray each day, practical, your gift list, personal, sending a Christmas card to someone with whom you've not been on good terms, or charitable, doing something for the poor. Before you write anything, spend a few quiet moments with the Lord and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. November 27th is the earliest day on which the first Sunday of Advent can fall, while December 3rd is the latest. And now for our reflection for the first Sunday of Advent. We begin with a quote from Pope Francis and his pastoral exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, meaning the joy of the gospel. Pope Francis said, "The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus." He issued his exhortation on November 24, 2013, and urged a joyful proclamation of the gospel to the world. The Pope wrote, "I invite all Christians everywhere at this very moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, or at least an openness to letting Him encounter them. I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day." The exhortation was published upon the conclusion of the Year of Faith, October 11th, 2012, through November 24th, 2013. This year's Little Blue Book will reflect on the infancy narrative of St. Luke, who is known as the joyful evangelist. Joy will be the theme of many of our reflections. Today, the church lights the first of four candles on the Advent wreath. Perhaps you will want to light a candle too.